This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pop quiz, what can you buy for $3.99? Not a latte, but for less than the cost of a cup of coffee, you can get all your favorite music ad-free. While other streaming services jack up their prices, LiveOne's membership is only $3.99 per month, and you can lock in that price for a full year. Join now to get the best deal in music with zero ads, unlimited skips, and maximum audio quality. Get the music you love at a price that fits into your budget with LiveOne Plus. Check out liveone.com/bestmusic for details.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
With the 2024 Olympics.
Yeah, how about this? Breakdancing, also known as breaking, as it will apparently be called. It's going to be an Olympic sport starting at the 2024 Summer Games in Paris. It joins climbing, skateboarding, and surfing, which will all debut next summer at the Tokyo Games. The International Olympic Committee is adding these types of sports to make the Summer Games, quote, more gender balanced, more youthful, and more urban. Some people are concerned that breaking will be ruined by Olympic judges looking more at the technical aspects than the intangibles.
That was going to be my question.
Can't have it both ways, folks.
How do they even get a judge? Do they like you have to audition to be a judge? Like, how do you know that they're like the top of the craft?
So you think you can dance judges and be on NBC?
That's what I was thinking. Is it going to be like that kind of thing?
It's going to be Carrie Ananaba and Len Goodwin. Is that his last name? And
Bruno.
Bruno would be fun to have.
What about
the Olympics?
Like Paula Abdul, Jennifer
Paula
Lopez?
Be there.
I'd love to see Len Goodman.
Well, 54-year-old Richard Crazy Legs Cologne, one of the early superstars of breakdancing, he says, it goes beyond just the moves. The passion and the pain that goes with living through struggle, that is the essence of the dance. You want to make sure that the soul of it isn't diluted. So I'm really not quite sure how they're going to judge that. But
that is definitely one I think you could watch. Like, you know how sometimes you're like, I can't watch this, but that is definitely one you can get in on.
Yeah, you mean like curling?
Well, I mean, hey, like cross-country running is one that they show, and it's just somebody running.
Well, the one where they ride bikes inside on a track. Have you seen that one?
That's like, a little different.
Those are the ones that I'm always like as a child, how were you introduced to this sport, and where did the passion for it come from? Because it's easy to understand why a kid growing up wants to play in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
But who grows up wanting to be an Olympic curler?
Maybe they watch it on television
and then decide. Curling is on every weekend on TV.
Where?
In Detroit.
Oh.
Because you get Canadian TV.
That explains
every,
it.
Just like Sunday night football, it's like Saturday afternoon curling.
The Canadians.
Seriously.
It's the Canadians.
I watched it every weekend.
It's like the World Cornhole Games right here.
Right. They get people outside of the tri-state.
Oh,
how
God.
Does one grow up and fall in love with cornhole?
Right.
Lori Loughlin's daughter. Let's talk about Olivia Jade. Lori Loughlin herself is currently in prison for her role in the college admissions scandal. She and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, took plea deals for paying a fixer to get their daughters into USC. Well, now for the first time, Lori's daughter, Olivia Jade, is talking about it publicly, and she now says that she knows it is wrong for rich people to use their money and influence to get their kids into certain schools. Olivia appeared on the new episode of Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook show, Red Table Talk. It's hitting the internet later today. And Jada's mom is the one who asked the question if Olivia realizes why people are mad at her family.
So do you understand why different people in the community would be upset? Do you have any understanding of why I would be upset at your being here and what you all did?
I would also love to hear it from you because I feel like it's a good learning thing. I think I can understand how wrong it is. And we had the means to do something and we completely took it and ran with it.
Mm. It's unclear how much Olivia knew about what her parents were doing. But either way, you know, she previously went to an elite private school for wealthy kids. So it's, you know, not like she's not used to her privilege opening doors for her.
Yeah, I just wonder at what age you become aware when you're raised like that and with such with such privilege. At what age do you realize you have privilege, if ever?
Yeah, and even when you do realize it, like, why wouldn't you just roll with it? You know?
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah. If you've been doing it your whole life, you just kind of figure that's the way your life is.
You know, but if you realize that it was at the expense of someone else, that's where.
Yep.
You start questioning. We got to take a break here. We have a bunch of other stuff to get you caught up on as well, including Mario Lopez. I thought this was a joke. Evidently, this could be a real thing. Mario Lopez playing a hot Colonel Sanders. Cincinnati's Q102. It's Jeff and Jen, 646. 2020 has delivered virtually nothing of value since it arrived on the scene 11 months ago. However, that could change because Lifetime Television for Women has a mini movie on the way starring Mario Lopez as a young and sexy Colonel Sanders.
What a gift.
As in the Kentucky Fried Chicken Colonel Sanders.
Well, he had to be young once. Don't you wonder what he looked like?
I've always wondered what he looked. Did he come out of the womb looking like that?
Well, he did have a certain look, and it was, many would say, quite handsome. A striking look.
Yeah, it's called A Recipe for Seduction.
It sounds bad. Like it could be on Pornhub.
Yes, it does.
It premieres Sunday at noon, not on Pornhub, but on Lifetime. There is a trailer online, and just to give you a visual, the caption on the trailer says, quote, "A young heiress contends with the affections of a suitor handpicked by her mother." There you go. There he is.
Freddie Mac and Nat put it up on our Q102 Facebook page if you want to check it out.
Look at him. He is kind of handsome.
When the handsome chef, Harlan Sanders, arrives with his secret fried chicken recipe in a dream, he sets in motion a series of events that unravels the mother's devious plans.
What the hell are you doing?
A Lifetime original mini movie.
You don't answer my proposal, and now you're not answering my call.
I think I'm falling for the new chef.
Jessica is falling for Harlan.
The cook? Leave Jessica alone and skip town.
He has a secret recipe that's going to change the world.
A secret recipe.
Spare me.
We all have our secrets. If you marry my daughter, I promise there'll be more long weekends in your future.
Mom, I have to tell you something.
We have a problem.
Secret's out, chicken man. I'll take care of this.
No.
You're ruining everything!
Just kill him already!
Who the hell are you? Harlan Sanders, the new chef.
Mario Lopez.
Oh my God.
That sounds like Saturday Night Live. It doesn't sound real.
It's, guys, it's not just finger licking good.
Oh, yo. I wonder if the chicken plays a role in this. The leg.
The movie is 15 minutes long. It is basically a longer version of KFC's recent ad campaigns, which have cast various celebrities as the Colonel. I think Norm MacDonald
was one. I'm so disappointed. It's only 15 minutes. I'm sitting here thinking, I want a full feature film here. Yeah.
Well, if it's really good, there may be a sequel.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
Mario also stars in an actual Lifetime original Christmas movie called Feliz Navidad.
Oh, fun.
Which will air after the debut of A Recipe for Seduction. Wow. So you can look forward to that.
Being his agent and calling him like, hey, Mario.
Now, just don't say anything. Just hear me out.
That's the greatest call I've ever given you.
Right. I would be like, I'm in.
How do you feel about chicken?
I have something here that at first glance you might not really, but I am telling you, this is the role you will be remembered for. I'm just going to hand it to you. Just read it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys realize Justin Bieber has not done a live show since he canceled his 2017 world tour?
What?
I know, right? So he is going to return to the stage on New Year's Eve. The event is called T-Mobile Presents New Year's Eve Live with Justin Bieber. And of course, that means it's only free to T-Mobile customers. For everybody else, it's $25.
Oh.
Justin says he can't wait to, quote, give everyone a safe way to kick 2020 out the door together. Show is going to kick off at 11 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be available for viewing until New Year's Day at 3 p.m.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So that's kind of
exciting.
Where
is he going to do it? Do we know any of the details, like live from New York? Or
we do not know where the stage will be set up or what it's going to look like, but he will be there.
Fun.
Justin Bieber fans, I'm sure we're going to be just hugely relieved.
That'll be a nice way to, like, countdown to midnight. You know, if it starts at 11, you listen to all that fun music, and then I'm sure he's going to do some kind of countdown, right?
I would think, yeah.
Wow. By the way, we should mention today is the 40th anniversary of John Lennon's assassination. 40 years ago today, John Lennon was shot dead outside of his apartment in New York City, and a lot of Americans first heard the news from Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football. And evidently there was an off-air debate about whether it was the right thing to do during a football game to make such an announcement, but it was such a big deal. You know, I mean,
breaking news.
Yeah.
Well, they may not have been able to contractually because of their relationship with the NFL. So it was the only way to deliver it, at least on that network. And they had the information. And so you hear in this clip, Frank Gifford begins by making sure Howard will make the announcement, because Frank evidently felt that they absolutely should mention it at least. And Howard Cosell was sort of kind of dragged into talking about it.
I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we had to take. Frank, indeed it is.
Yeah. The shooter was former Honolulu, Hawaii security guard by the name of Mark David Chapman. And he is still serving time for his crime. He's actually up for parole again in 2022. He's been denied 11 times.
Wow.
But the Double Fantasy album cover that John signed that very night is currently up for auction with a bid of $450,000.
Oh, I bet.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
As prices keep creeping up, your entertainment budget doesn't have to take a hit. LiveOne Plus has all the music you love, ad-free, for only $3.99 per month. Dive into LiveOne's massive library of songs, listen to curated playlists, or create your own. Check out exclusive artist-hosted stations and do it all for the best price in streaming. Lock in a Live One Plus membership for just $3.99 per month now, and you'll not only beat inflation, you'll get all your favorite music ad-free. Check out liveone.com/bestmusic for details.